This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, folks, we're not doing too bad. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, had over 9,000 visits the very first day. So check out that brand new website. We're excited about it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, by the way, again, friends, just wanted to give you a heads up and tell you thank you very much for making the Sons of Liberty Radio .com the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks every Saturday. And so we appreciate that. And during the week, we're not doing too bad neither for being with Genesis Communications for, I think, we're going on 3 years now. So we're catching up to those that have been on the radio for about 13 years. So, not doing too bad for a long-haired punk.
That's right. We love it.
What would I say about you?
Skinny.
Oh, speaking of which, if you go to SonsOfLibertyMediaFriends.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Stephanie did her first article. It is named.
Yeah, it's about basically you and them that say one thing and don't do what you say.
Yeah, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Exactly.
But the point is are you one of them? And then what it does is it basically opens up the fact that there's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on out there, but let's line it up to Scripture and show you the crooked stick by laying the straight one next to it.
Yeah, that's very
true. I like
true.
That. Did you like that?
I like that, too.
I did, too.
And I think I'll add to that, too.
I'm not done yet.
I just want to add just one thing.
Just one thing.
30
real,
seconds.
Real quick.
Well, it's interesting to note, too, because we see politicians all day long and even professed churchgoers who say one thing and do another. So the Lord, one of the best things he told us in his word is you know them by their fruits.
Yeah.
So you can't judge a man by what he says. After all, Mr. Obama
claims to
be a Christian.
Yeah.
You have to judge him by what they do. It's a great article to kind of test yourself and say, listen, am I a fruit-bearing Christian or am I, you know, a dead, barren tree that professes to know God but in works I deny him?
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the rusty tin can guy, you know?
Yeah, are you a knight in shining armor or a jerk?
I don't know why that just reminded me of that.
I'm not sure why that would remind you.
You almost say it in a disdainful way.
No.
I mean, are you better than I am?
No, I'm just trying to figure out the correlation. I'm following you.
I'm trying to figure that out, too. Sometimes I just follow it and, you know. They say a prophetic people never go in your own mind.
That's right.
I do that quite a bit, and then I catch on to what's going on. It's like, oh, there we are.
Yeah. Now, the official title is, Are You Known by What You Say or by What You Do? Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
You can also check us out on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, as well as, again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As I said right during the intro here, friends, we received over 9,000 views, the first unique views the very first day. So, again, check that website out. Not bad for the first day. As a matter of fact, I'm told that's pretty...
I thought that was pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost told me that that was really good.
Yeah, we're excited.
So I told him, I said, we got a lot of enemies. So, friends, you can also check us out on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, as well as my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, as well as going back to Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, 1 John 3:18. And, of course, we got that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus the Christ. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say why is that, Steffi, I just wanted to welcome aboard WGEA 1150 AM, WGEA 1150 AM, Geneva, Alabama. Folks down south love us. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys, too. And we appreciate your trust. Welcome aboard again, WGEA, 1150 AM. Congrats, Chase. It's all yours.
All right. Well, you know, it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Always keep that thriving through your brain here over the weekend and the days to come. But I thought a nice little thing to do here on this Saturday afternoon. We're happy tomorrow's the Sabbath, a day of rest. To tell you a little bit of interesting and fun facts that you may not know about our United States presidents. Number one, John Adams, that colossus of independence and for independence, was actually the first president to reside in the White House, moving in November 1800 while the paint was still wet. So they
now,
were still working
mind,
on it.
Slaves were the ones that were building it, and you gotta know history, friends. John Adams and Abigail Adams were abolitionists. So was their
John
kid.
Quincy. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so was George Washington, by the way,
yep,
towards the end of his life. But go for it.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of John Quincy Adams, his son, he was the first president to be photographed, I should say.
Photographer?
Photographed, which is interesting when you think about all the technology, all the advancements in technology since looking at the foundation of our country to what is happening today. It's amazing. They were walking around, you know, in the streets and going on their horse and buggies. Now we're in airplanes and we're flying into space. So it's amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
When you think about the fact that you can get in an air capsule and in 2 hours be
yep
somewhere where it takes you 2.5 days to drive,
yep,
you can do it in an airplane in 2.5 hours.
You know, another interesting
even
thing,
Chicago from Minneapolis is 56 minutes. That
yeah
is an 8-hour drive by car.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's also amazing about airplanes is the fact that they weigh tons. I mean, they're these heavy, heavy,
yep,
heavy things that actually fly. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, airplanes do
she's
fly.
She's catching up, friend.
I know. It's
okay.
I just looked out the window today and saw my very first airplane. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, now, speaking of new advancements, William Taft was the first president to own a car.
Why do you bring this Taffy guy up all the time? Because every time you say Taft, I always think of Taffy, and I think about him getting stuck in the tub.
Yeah, he did get stuck in the White House tub, and he had to be, well, they had to remove the tub and obviously get a bigger one, because you can't have that happen
no,
every day.
No, just can't do that.
It'd be a pain.
Yeah.
Now, Harry Truman, I like this, some of the things.
Oh, hang on a second.
I got something. Well, there,
Chase has something to say.
Right.
I just read something the other day. I think I'm 99% sure it's FDR. One of the presidents had an amphibious car, which means you can drive, and it's a boat. So you drive right into the water. But what he used to do is he'd have a car full of people, and then he'd start driving towards the lake, and then he'd start screaming and pretend the brakes went out and drive right into the lake.
Oh, I'd
now,
kill him.
Now, am I right in saying this? Do a little homework. What, was that actually Andrew Higgins that created that? Amphibious?
Maybe. I will look
no,
that up.
No, seriously, do it.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
gonna,
what
I'm
was the president?
FDR,
was the president
so
Eisenhower? Or was FDR?
Maybe you're right. Maybe they're right around the same time. I'll double-check both those things.
Do that.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be crazy. Someone, you know, thinking that you're losing your brakes and you're going out of control and all of a sudden you go in the water. Oh, I'd be so mad.
Wow.
Can't stand that. All right. Now, on to more serious things.
You know what? We need to get one of those amphibious, what do you call them, cars or boats?
It's like I lose my hair and lose my voice
how
screaming.
About a coat? We'll go in between. Car, boat. Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
That was really bad. How about I just take it over with Andrew Jackson, who was the only president to have been a prisoner of war. Andrew Jackson was the only president to serve also both in the American Revolution and the War of 1812. So not only did our founding forefathers establish this country through the means of their words, they also fought,
absolutely,
literally.
Yeah.
Look at George Washington,
through testimony,
Andrew Jackson.
I also believe Andrew Jackson was also defending this country at the age of 7 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
So, yeah, different mentality. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to play some audio for you from an MSNBC news anchor, propagandist, who blurted out the truth in her confusion right when we get back on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice, because justice is the guardian of liberty.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Listen to this, another one of our godless presidents. Here again, John Adams, can't get away from this guy. Now to what higher object, to what greater character can any moral aspire than to be possessed of all this knowledge, well digested and ready at command to assist the feeble and friendless, to discountenance the haughty and lawless, to procure redress to wrongs and advance of right, to assert and maintain liberty and virtue, to discourage and abolish tyranny and vice. And many that being who is supreme over all, the patron of order, the fountain of justice, and the protector in all ages of the world of virtuous liberty, continuous blessings upon this nation and its government, and give it all possible success and duration consistent with the ends of his providence.
Wow.
Boy, them deists. I'll tell you what.
Those godless forefathers.
Yeah.
We're not a Christian nation. I mean, where did you get a silly idea like that?
Were you done, Steph? Because you're starting to agitate
a little
bit.
I've got a few more left.
Live radio.
If you want to go ahead, that's fine.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see what you got.
John F. Kennedy was the only president to appoint his brother to a cabinet post. His father also gave him $1 million when he turned 21. Each of his 9 brothers and sisters got $1 million as well.
That's right.
It's amazing. Yeah, but it how is. They got that money is not such a good thing.
How, I mean, those people can probably go to sleep at night because I never knew that. My whole life it was always, how am I going to do it tomorrow? How am I going to do it tomorrow?
Right.
It really was.
But you look at the Kennedys and all the different, all the death around him. It's like, well, was it worth it?
He was a bootlegger.
That's right.
He was a part of the mob, yeah.
To a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul.
Now, Chase, were you going to kind of back me up on that Andrew Higgins? Who was it that actually made that amphibious?
I was wrong, and I stand corrected by myself. It was Johnson, not FDR.
Okay.
So Lyndon B. Johnson had what they called an amp car.
Quite a gap there.
Yeah, I was way off.
But it's not like you were there, right?
Yeah. Well.
To your credit.
So he had an Amphicar. It was made in West Germany by some production company. But Higgins, like you were saying, the Higgins boats were used in World War II. They're the ones that you see in the landing, the beach landings, where the front drop down and all those guys would jump out into the water. And that was, I mean.
He was a military innovator. Majorly.
Yeah, they called those things like death traps. I mean, that's crazy, the stuff that they were doing out of the
They were smart, though, back then. The ideas they came up with were still using the same concepts that they used back then. But, of course, they're a lot more high-tech now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those stealth crafts and all the other stuff. Now they don't even know they're coming. Drones and stuff.
Okay.
All right. Now, Dwight D. Eisenhower was the only president.
Wait a second. Sam wanted to say something about your airplane.
My airplane.
I mean, Stephanie was enlightened today about airplanes, about how cool they are, and they're millions of pounds, and they can actually get hundreds of pounds of pounds.
And I was just pointing out the fact that these things that weigh
tons. It's incredible. It really is.
Fly.
I totally agree. But
when you said that, she said, like, how do they fly? Like, there's so much pounds. One time, my brother, we saw an airplane out, and then he goes, wow, that airplane's flying.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
In instance. It's like you want to say duh, but it's coming from a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of when, you know how kids are so innocent when they say stuff?
Yeah.
Remember Christmas time?
Yeah, that's right. I remember it. Yeah, one of our boys, he was 3 years old at the time, and you know, he opened up a present, and we're like, what did you get? And he held it up, and he goes, this. It's like, duh. It's like, okay, yeah, we get what you got. Like, tell us what you got.
But
you know?
In innocence.
Right.
He was right.
Yep.
That's exactly what I got was this.
Yeah, kids say the funniest things.
They do.
All right, finally, well, we'll do two
and
more.
Sometimes their mothers do, too.
And sometimes their fathers every once in a while.
On accident. Oh, like Stephanie the other day. As a matter of fact, just case in point to our regular listeners, family here, right? We were driving down the street one day, and there's this little dog. It was so small. She said, Stephanie, this is not Stephanie Joyce. So she said this. She blurted out humor without even knowing she
was
doing
it. Wait, you don't think I'm very funny?
Okay, go ahead and share.
So basically, we're in a liberal part of Minneapolis.
Liberal's a good word, but we now understand liberal to be a bad word.
In the bad sense of the word liberal. And you know, when you get a lot of...
Uppity weirdos.
Yeah, uppity weirdos, there you go. And this lady, one of those uppity weirdos, was walking this tiny, tiny dog on a leash. And I looked at him, it's like... Look at that. I'm like, she might as well just have a rat and put it on a leash. And for some reason, you thought that was just the funniest thing.
I didn't know that you were that quick.
Sometimes,
and I'm not demeaning you, but for you to say something like that is just out of character.
Well, I think that your humor is going to catch up with me. I'm going to get a little quicker every year that we're married. So it's got to catch up with me somehow. I mean, you know, every once in a while, I'm bound to say...
It's got to happen quicker than that, though.
All right, I'll try to be a little quicker on the uptake. All right, we're going to say three more. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the only president to serve in both World War I and World War II.
President,
yep. Andrew Johnson had no formal education. His wife taught him reading, writing, and math.
President Washington only went to the eighth grade.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And Thomas Jefferson, now not only the author kind of penned the Declaration of Independence along with others, but he was an avid inventor who is credited with inventing several items, including the coat hanger, the hideaway bed, and the dumbwaiter, which is kind of interesting when you look at all these different things. I mean, not only
the what?
The dumbwaiter. Now, when I think of dumbwaiter, I don't know exactly what that is, but it almost seems like when you have
dumbbells.
No. I'm thinking, when you have statues and the guy's holding up a plate, the guy just standing there and you can
spell the word.
D-U-M-B.
Okay, two words.
No, it's actually one word.
Oh, wow.
Dumb waiter is the word. We should have Chase look up the definition to dumb waiter.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't already jumped in and expressed his...
His thoughts.
So I was going to say, I went to a restaurant the other day, and I think I saw one of those.
Isn't that when they...
Dumbwaiter?
Yeah, it's like a statue that holds up a tray, and they put food in it. Okay.
I see them quite a bit. And it's interesting, when you go down to the restaurants and you go at the slowest times, that's really where you see the dummies, yeah? Because it's like, hey, guys, no one's in here, and there's 14 of you walking around looking at each other.
It takes
like,
an hour to get your food.
Totally.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense. And then if you get your food, it's like it's warmed up, and it's like, no, I don't want this mush.
Yeah.
I want what's on the menu. I want
the burger that looks exactly like
picture. That's right.
A dumbwaiter is a counterbalance. So like in an elevator, you have the weight in the elevator,
gotcha.
And then you have a bigger weight over here so that they're even on both sides. So that
there you go.
So Chase comes in as the hero, like he really knew what he was talking about.
He's just looking it up.
That's all he's doing.
I'm thinking it's one of those statues that hold out the tray, like a dumbwaiter.
I got to be honest, I didn't know exactly what you meant, so... If I failed the test in front of my listeners, I did. But
here we go, though.
I wasn't sure if you were going to give me two words or one word saying dumb waiter. But when you send dumb waiter and then he brings it up, it's like, nope, I got the
a
visual
balance,
right away.
That makes sense. But, of course, we all know what the coat hanger is. I'm sure we use it on a daily basis. Thank you, Thomas Jefferson.
Wow.
I'm sure everybody wanted to know all these interesting facts today. Saturday afternoon.
No, it really is. There's plenty to share today. There's no question about it. But I'm just kind of giving you... as much time as possible.
Oh,
okay,
I appreciate that.
Let's go to headline news. The Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Let's see what's going on across the country. Obama doesn't know what to do in Iraq. Okay? Doesn't know what to do. Target tells shoppers it's going gay.
Okay, I got to say something about that.
Do, please.
Okay.
Just to let people know, yeah, we're not playing with this.
Yeah, Target, this is how people need to take a stand, too, because we actually believe in what we say. We don't just say it and not do it. Target used to be my favorite store. I love to go there around Christmas and so on. Well, a couple of years ago, maybe two, 3 years now, I think it's about 2 years ago, maybe three, we found out that they were doing wedding registries for gay couples. And they were having the highlighted month of June, something to do with homosexuality, gays, you know, wear pink and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we're in Minnesota. They have something called Pride Month.
Right. Yeah, they do that. And they do that, you know, other states, too, as well. But ever since we saw that they were doing that over there in Target, we have not given them our business. We have not shopped there to spend our money there. Listen, when you look at things like, you know, Target, you look at Burger King, who's got the Rainbow Whopper, and these different establishments, Macy's, all these different, if you look at Sears, even JCPenney, what they promote and what they're pushing, you say, listen, even though some of these places might be a fun place to go to or you like to shop there, we as Christians and as patriots need to say, listen, if you're not standing for morals and absolutes and values, we are going to take our patronage someplace else.
Yep.
And that's what's going to speak to them is when we actually stand up and take our business elsewhere, it's going to be hitting them right where their heart is in their wallets, and hopefully they'll second guess and think about what they're doing. So
I think people need to really ask the question why it's so important for the homosexuals to actually have their way.
Yep.
You know, and why is it that the President of the United States is so adamant about appointing over 226 radical homosexuals to government positions? Why? Because they can be controlled.
Yep.
That's why. And if you look at what's behind them, as I've said before, you got Sharia law, friends. And the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram. And wasn't it John Adams again that said our Constitution is made for a moral people? It's wholly inadequate. And a religious people, I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Did you know what preceded that, by the way? John Adams said, we have no government armed in power capable of contending in human passions unbridled by morality and religion.
Wow.
So you want to talk about upending your sovereignty, friends? Just keep standing back on this whole homosexual agenda issue because they are on the attack in every sense of the word. Now, Target, again, talking about headline news, Target tells shoppers it's going gay. So tell Target you're not supporting them anymore.
That's right. We're going by.
U.S. hospitals not ready for Ebola outbreak. Headline news across the United States of America. Ebola extraordinary event threatening to spread. Baghdad church leader, hell has broken out. Headline news across the country. Hamas used main hospital as command center. Headline news. Christians told to fight back brutally against jihadists. Of course. Go on. Lesbian mayor's campaign hits roadblock. United States of America. There's them radical homosexuals again. 40 years later, plumber spills beans in Watergate scandal. Says Democrats are dangerous to the country. We'll be right back after this break.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com. We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about headline news across the country. The Lord said that they'd turn that nation into hell that forgets God and that forgets him, and ultimately that's what we're seeing again, friends. Just going through the headlines right now, Russia claims it chased away U.S. sub. How long have I been talking about that? Russia and China, friends, don't forget. While you're being distracted by ISIS overseas, just keep in mind, folks, the enemy in this country is within, not without. But when it hits, rest assured, Russia and China will be a part of the plan. You can mark my words on it. I can also go over and look at headline news. White students no longer majority in U.S. public schools. Baloney, friends. See how they work?
Yeah.
See how they operate?
Yep.
Just keep pushing the lie until they believe it. Just keep telling the lie long enough, as Joseph Goebbels said, and he said, sooner or later, they're going to believe it.
Yep.
Oh, well, my goodness, folks. I mean, I can go on here. James Brady's death, remember the guy that was next to Reagan back in the 80s, and he got shot, and he's been paralyzed ever since? He died. Well, they're now saying that they can actually bring forth charges against John Hinckley Jr. Concerning murder. 30 years later?
Yeah.
What's wrong with folks?
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee, headline news. We don't fund Israel. Folks, your enemy is within, not without.
That's right.
Wow.
See, that's another thing. You look at Starbucks coffee, if they don't fund Israel, if they're not, you know, about Christ and Christmas, then take your business elsewhere. You have power. You're the consumer.
Christ and Christmas?
Yeah, Starbucks coffee.
Are you in December already?
No, I am a little bit. I was actually listening to Christmas music a couple days this week here, but I do have to say that when you look at, like, AFA, for example, puts out a naughty...
She said it live.
I do. No, listen. AFA puts out, you know, a nice and naughty list. They call it that kind of thing. And you find out what businesses...
The naughty
actually,
list, yeah.
That's right. They find out what businesses support Christ and Christmas, not just, you know, a tree. No, it's a Christmas tree where they have nativities and mangers and that sort of thing. And Starbucks is one of those businesses that does not promote Christ and Christmas. So if you know this information, then take your business elsewhere.
Savage explains why, he's a radio show host, explains why Obama really hates Putin. Friends, he don't hate Putin. It's WWF at its very worst. What else is going across headline news? MSNBC actually blurted the truth out in their confusion. And I got some audio for you, and I want you to hear it, friends. Now, for all you birthers out there, I just want to let you know, you're right. Your enemies through the state-run media knows you're right, and that's why they continuously demonize you and polarize you, because they know you're right. That's how they shut down opposition. They keep attacking you, and they keep attacking you until finally you shut up. But if you're a true patriot, a true Christian, and a true conservative, you're not going to shut up. It's only going to encourage you all the more to speak up. So listen to this, friends. MSNBC, in their confusion, blurted out the truth. I'm not going to tell you what she said. I'll let her do that. Go for it.
Lola Adesoye and NBC's Chris Jansen, who's at the White House. And Chris, I'll start with you. A complicated week to try to have a summit like this. But the White House is clearly, I would assume, hoping that this will be part of the president's legacy, given his background.
Yeah, the fact that he's from Kenya and the fact that when he was elected, there were expectations on the African continent.
Can you rewind that, Chase?
Say that again?
Now, a reporter from MSNBC, she probably wasn't supposed to say that, but she knows who she's working for.
Right.
Due to the fact that we do know that the Obama administration pays for content concerning MSNBC, CNN, so on and so forth. Oh, you didn't know that? No, that's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, right?
That's right.
But listen again to the MSNBC reporter when she blurted the truth out in her confusion. Listen carefully, friends.
Yeah, the fact that he's from Kenya and the fact that when he was elected, there were expectations on the African continent that he would do great things for them. This is a concerted effort by this administration to get American companies to invest.
Do you realize, friends, the implications? Do you realize if the American people actually dealt with this administration, do you know that everything that he has implemented can be undone in a day? She said it. Oh, by the way, it wasn't her that just said it. We also know.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to MSNBC.
We're not sure if it's a hermaphrodite or what the deal is, but here, her name is Michelle, and we'll actually let you hear straight out of her mouth as to what she said about Barack Hussein Obama right when he became the president of the United States. Go for it.
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
Wait a second. I thought
that's straight from the horse's mouth.
Why are people demonized and polarized by the state-run media when they're the ones telling on themselves? Nobody else said it.
Yeah.
Folks, this isn't a game. And if you think it's a game, keep in mind again, friends, you lose. The fact of the matter is the man is there unlawfully. He has no business being there whatsoever. What were you going to say, Steph?
Well, I was going to say, well, if you're not going to listen to MSNBC, who blurted out the truth in their confusion, then you're going to have to pay attention to his own wife, who said his home country in Kenya. And, of course, all those birthers out there, just so crazy to think anything otherwise, because that, you know, that birth certificate that we've all seen that's just so legitimate and lawful.
It's fraud.
I know, it's
amazing. Everybody knows it's fraud, friends.
And when you look at reporters like this who blurting out their shame and even his wife saying the same thing, how much more is it going to take to convince the American people that you have to do something about the problem lawfully if it's going to be fixed? And that's what we're seeing nowadays, and it's just, it's amazing when you go and you see all these different things and what you're being pushed, you know, what's being pushed on you through the state-run media on a 24/7 basis, which is why SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is so important, just because of the fact you're getting the truth in the way that it should be received.
Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to the office which shall not have attained to the age of 35 years and have been 14 years a resident within the United States of America. Article 2. Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of the president. And I mean, I don't know of any Americans that will, you know, entertain America's sworn enemies within the United States of America. I mean, call me crazy, guys, But here it is. And again, friends, if you want to put up with this stupidity, you can go ahead and put up with it. But the fact of the matter is, you have it. The writing is on the wall. And you see exactly what the enumerated laws within the Constitution exactly, folks, I read it directly from the Constitution of the United States, says about those that are not eligible and those that are eligible. This individual is not eligible because for the very purpose that his wife and MSNBC, folks, we've heard this all across the board since he's been here. People have said he's foreign, he's not from America, so on and so forth. But again, if you speak out too harshly, then, well, they're going to polarize you and they're going to demonize you. You know what? What happens when everybody stands up? Who are they going to polarize?
Right.
Who are they going to demonize, friends? It ain't going to fly very long, is it? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, friends, you need to keep in mind your enemy is more afraid of you than you are them if you'd simply stand up. And that's the great... that's the great wonder of the age today.
And you know, it's interesting, too, as well, that when you look at people, when I look at people who are polarized and demonized for the right reasons, and they're truly speaking up and speaking out and speaking forth the truth, I look at them and say they must be the real deal because they're being attacked by the state-run media. Sometimes people think, oh, well, you don't want to be attacked. Listen, if you're really standing up and really making ways for righteousness' sake, you're going to be attacked. I mean, obviously, when you're in a war, the enemy doesn't focus and concentrate on a branch of military that's not doing anything. No, it's where you're going to find the most danger and someone who's really advancing and coming towards you that you have to concentrate on coming against. So when you see
when the enemy attacks and they attack the truth the way they attack the truth, you know, hey, like they say, the warfare is over the drop zone.
Right.
If you weren't right, friends,
right,
then why would they demonize and why would they attack? And just like you're saying right now, you know who the good guys are by the way the state-run media attacks the good ones, not the bad ones. They promote the bad ones.
That's right. They wouldn't have nothing to attack if they weren't speaking forth the truth so much and getting under their skin because they're making headway. So next time you look and see, oh, well, that guy's always being attacked or that woman's always being attacked, well, what are they standing for? Rather than saying, oh, that's too bad for them, why don't you get behind them and start standing up and speaking out on your own and doing something about the problem? It's amazing how it comes with the territory of being attacked, but you know what? We have a job to do, and thank God our founding forefathers did it for us.
Okay, so here's the deal. Let me say this to that. If standing up against those who perpetuate crimes against our posterity is wrong, or our country, folks, I got to just tell you, I'm guilty as charged. And America should pay careful attention to those who is doing and who are doing the discriminating and who is abiding by the laws of our republic, because that right there will show you who your enemies are. Now, when we make reference to the law and to the Bible, so on and so forth, we're not the enemy for speaking out against the enemy. But the enemy tries to make you the enemy for speaking out against their lawlessness, when in fact they're actually telling on themselves. That's why it's so important, again, for you to understand your founding documents.
Yeah, that reminds me of King George, too. It depends on who is doing the talking. You know, back in the day of our founding forefathers, you had King George who called our founding forefathers an ill-designing men. Well, of course, when a terrorist is calling someone else a terrorist, it doesn't really hold much weight in gold. You have to say, well, who is the one that's doing attacking? If I'm a tyrant and I'm attacking the righteous, you don't have to listen to what I say. Well, obviously, I'm the one that's doing wrong. We have to remember this is nothing new. It's gone on for centuries. But we have a job to do despite what people may say about you. You might rock the boat, like we talk about in our intro to the show here. You might offend some people for truth's sake. But bottom line is, if we don't do something, nothing's going to get done, and we're going to only sink into a deeper hole in this country.
Yeah, I agree. What was that, Chase? What were you going to say? Okay, we got 1 minute before another break. Folks, what we're going to do is when we come back from this break, no more defeatism. Just this last, what was it, probably about a week ago, here I'm pulling it up right now. Again, we're doing live radio. But I had this individual, and what he did is he sent me some defeatism, and I just shot back right at him. And what I'll do is right after the other side of this break, folks, when I get to the other side of this break, I'll read to you what I actually wrote back to him, because it really did kind of jack me up. I said, the American people need to begin to act like Americans so the enemies of America are afraid of what you are doing rather than you of them. That sounds good to me.
I like it.
I'm going to take a quick break. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding fathers, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
As I was saying, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Steph. As I was saying, we're good. We're good. Just this last week, a guy Facebooks me. This is what he Facebooked me. ISIS is systematically beheading children in Christian genocide. And I'm seeing a lot more of this information going across the boards. Now, is that pushing a message of patriotism, or is that pushing a message of fear? I'm just curious. Just want to know, is that building people up or is that tearing people down? And we're a people in this country that don't take counsel from our fears, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I did is I responded back to him and I said, the American people, listen carefully, friends, the American people need to begin to act like Americans. So the enemies of America are afraid of what you are doing rather than what they are doing. So let them be afraid of what you're doing rather than you being afraid of what they're doing.
That's right.
Remember the Navy SEALs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, he said one of the fears that his father said, one of the fears he had of giving getting old was that people don't view you anymore as being dangerous.
That's right.
And if our enemies were so afraid
to
of America,
crime.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're so afraid of America and what we would do knowing how Christians are being persecuted and how these horrible atrocities are happening to children. If they were so afraid of what we would do, then they would be fearful for them to do it. But since we sit back and it's so frustrating. When we sit back and we allow these things to take place, it's not just enough to just talk about it.
No.
And if you're going to bring forth a problem and say, here's the solution, we need to do this, we need to take action.
Always.
To make sure that we stand with Israel and we stand with Christians who are being persecuted. Because like you said, if we don't do something about the problem, it's just going to come to our front door.
Now, by the way, this isn't a little pitch here, but it is. But that is the whole reason we came up with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yep. Is because I was sick and tired of all the fear being pushed on the American people. That's fine. Again, friends, tell people what the problem is, but tell them what the answer is.
What to do about
law
it.
Law to grace is really what it comes down to. The law, and I'm talking in the spiritual right now, condemns, right? Grace empowers, and it justifies to them that believe. Okay? And to those that are justified by Christ, they overcome. Okay? So when Christians see what the bad news is, guess what they're always thinking? How do I get over the top of this?
Right.
How do I deal with this enemy? David coming out on the field and saying, how do I deal with this enemy? Well, he already knew it because he was already in Christ.
That's right.
He didn't need to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
He was already set and ready to go ahead and take his head off.
He was ready to go. And if you look at the children of Israel, they were the ones that were cowering and saying, oh, no, this Goliath, what can we do? We can't do anything about it. David got up and said, who is this man to defy the armies of the living God?
Keep in mind, he was but a youth. And also keep in mind concerning this story right now, Saul and the armies of Israel were standing on the sidelines watching Goliath defy the armies. Well, it's the same spirit, folks, of Christ that resides in men today, and it abides in men today, for he is alive forevermore. Now, in saying that, when I read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish, first thing, justice. This is what you need, friends. This shows you how backwards and upside down America is. Justice, if justice was established, you would not be having the issues in America that you are having today. You wouldn't be dealing with corruption in such a fashion. Because crime would be afraid to commit the crime, right? They'd be walking in the fear of God rather than the other way around. Let me say that in the natural. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. Okay?
Right.
Going on. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, not stealing from the haves and giving to the have-nots, friends, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, I've already read the headlines to you, just not good news, right? For example, just a couple days ago, we had on the headlines, Russia bombers penetrate U.S. airspace 16 times in 10 days. There's Russia again, by the way, friends. Home security official busted in Craigslist child sexting. Congressman says we do have what's called impeachment. Obama's border surge actions began in 2010. Of course they did. Archie takes bullet for gay cause. These are headline news topics just a couple days ago, friends. They're using comic books to indoctrinate the kids for the homosexual cause. The homosexual totalitarian attack is really what it comes down to. Audit finds $619 billion gap in federal spending site, friends, in your country, not in a third world country. Hurricane takes aim at Hawaii. We're seeing this transpire even today. Teacher without pants, drunk on her first day. Oops. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Network reports Obama is from Kenya. We just shared that with you for just a couple minutes ago. Now, I got to say this. At times, friends, it just gets to the point where you got to throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what? Enough is enough. And I got to tell you that the time for me saying enough is enough is now. It's long overdue. But what's worse is when you get around these people that are online, the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, that add insult to injury, because when you see their post on the internet, which seems like nothing but defeatism, I just got to tell you, friends, I, for one, cannot stand it, and I'm not going to tolerate it. I can't stand being around people like that. It's again, going back to false grace. It's a false covering. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a minute. But the bottom line is, Christians, patriots, and conservatives have no business posting or walking out or even having conversation which promotes defeatism in this country, friends. So when I look at these professed Christians, conservatives, and their postings, I say, and I am, that I am ashamed. I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed for them because they don't realize how foolish they look. They carry the name, but they don't carry the courage. They carry the name, but they don't carry the valor or the bravery. Doesn't make any sense, friends. So what I did to remedy that concerning my Facebook, thank you, I wrote in capital letters. I bolded all the letters and I sent this out to all of my friends. I got about 100,000+ friends out there. On a daily basis, right? They're so close, that's all I have to do is push shift or return and it goes, right? Send. I said, don't post defeat on my page. Don't want to hear it. Don't add strength to tyranny by posting how less than 3% of the population is destroying the other 97%. I said, if you want to magnify crimes more than the execution of law against those who are committing the crimes, find another page. There you can all throw your hands up together in defeat. But I said, don't post here, exclamation. Keep in mind, hundreds of thousands of men and women sacrificed themselves to give us the freedom we have, and I'm not about to turn the other cheek and offer victory to those who are attempting to destroy this country. What is love? Read John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. They exhibited love. They demonstrated love, friends. It's time for us to live for those that died for us, right? And by the way, if you ever feel like within yourself, Bradley, you say that every show, there's a reason I'm telling you that. There's a reason I'm telling you that. Because you need to understand that someone died to give you the freedoms that you have. It slips your mind, friends. It doesn't take a genius to figure out. You forget really quick. You know, when I listen to the news, if I have to, on the way from point A to going to point B, what are they talking about? Defeatism.
Yep.
That's all they talk about. Well, I'm not talking about defeatism. I'm talking about gratuity. I'm so thankful that they did what they did for me in the natural and in the spiritual. I live unto him who died for me. I'm not about to roll over in the face of what's going on in this country. Because I'm not going to go down in history by the grace of God as one that turned the other cheek one too many times. So I say, turning this conversation, let the cruelties of our enemies grow our ranks, friends, because they are. Let their cruelties, let their unlawful attacks grow our ranks. And I know when we look at the promises of God concerning his people, for example, the promise that he would turn the wicked into hell and all the nations that forget him, Psalm 9:17, that we can clearly see that he is verifying his words to this nation on a daily basis, either by blessing or cursing. But here, I'm coming to the good news in just a minute. God warned, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, he has done that. Here, natural again. God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America. Now, America, bless God and obey him if you love him. Don't sit there and talk about, I love Jesus, and you're fornicating, sex before marriage. I love Jesus, you're committing adultery. I love Jesus, I'm getting drunk every day. I love Jesus, taking a little line here, a little smoke here, a little puff here, a little puff there. I love Jesus so much that I'm not going to obey him. No, that's hypocrisy. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You're an underachiever. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. If you're ever wondering why you're never over the top, it's because you're disobedient. The Bible says that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Romans 6. And what happens? Folks, I don't have someone holding a hammer over the top of my head saying, obey or else. No. Again, I look at Christ crucified and I think to myself, whoa, that's real love. How can I live for him who died for me? Right? So when we look at this, we can see that the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy the disobedient as well and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whithersoever thou goest to possess it. Deuteronomy 28:63, read Proverbs 8:32-36. Now when I come back, I'm going to turn this as a positive. To those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.